a collection of artifacts documenting the nearly century-long history of the Riverview Hospital in Coquitlam and of mental health care in British Columbia, is now accessible to the public through an interactive online database.
My name is Hillary Letwin. I'm the manager of cultural services for the city of Coquitlam. And the Riverview Artifacts Collection is an additional part of my portfolio as the manager of cultural services for the city. I have learned a lot about the Riverview Artifacts Collection since I started working for the city back in September. The collection was actually amassed and cared for by a nonprofit society for a number of years, the Riverview Hospital Historical Society. It was a group of very dedicated volunteers who had some sort of professional or personal connection to the hospital. And when it became clear in the 1990s that the Provincial Health Authority was probably going to be closing Riverview Hospital, this group of volunteers got together and started to create what they saw as a representative collection of artifacts from its time as a hospital. And it was opened in 1913, so that's almost a century of medical history, essentially.
This material history of British Columbian mental health care is not abstract or objective. It's fundamentally shaped by the people who put the collection together.
A collection is, of course, reflective of the people who put the collection together. So it was the Historical Society who did this work and determined what should be a part of this 2,500 object collection. And it is a cross-section, a sort of time capsule, really, into the history of mental health treatment in the province. It consists of about 2,500 historical artifacts. They reflect the history of the Riverview Hospital, which is located in Coquitlam. The artifacts range from medical equipment to furnishings, personal effects, and also kind of institutional items, crockery and uniforms and that sort of thing. In the minds of our team, it's really all about offering a snapshot into the history of mental health in Western Canada.
Beyond the larger, broader picture painted by the collection in its entirety, individual artifacts hold both a wealth of information about the institution and its operation, and emotionally charged insights into the lived experiences of patients and residents at the hospital.
For me personally, I find the personal effects most moving because those are items that relate to people's lived histories. And I think that those are extremely compelling. Coming from an art historical background as I do, I find the paintings and the other kind of craft materials that were created by people who lived at the hospital at different times in its history to be really interesting. There's in particular a painting that is a very iconic view of one of the first buildings that was built on the site that we know is a painting by one of the patients who was part of an occupational therapy program. And this painting was probably done based on a photograph that actually exists in the Royal BC Archives. The painting that I'm referring to is a landscape of the primary, one of the first buildings at Riverview. And it shows the building in the wider landscape with rows of daffodils. And it's painted fairly naively. It's not a complicated painting, but it is a really interesting personal connection between the artist and this place where they lived. We know that there were certain points in the hospital's history where the residents were asked or expected to make things that could then be sold to support the running of the hospital. So we've seen examples not just of paintings, but of embroidery. We also know that there was a working farm on the property where butter was sold from it and cheese was sold from it. So it speaks to the larger ecosystem of the hospital and how it was managed over its almost century of operations.
There are also stark reminders of mental health care's troubled history.
One of the more unique and perhaps difficult parts of this collection, which arguably is sensitive in nature, is that the collection holds 11 different electrotherapy machines, and these machines date from different periods. They're not just, you know, the same example of the same machine from the same time period. From a researcher's perspective, that's a really interesting snapshot of different medical therapies that were being employed. But for most people, it's less about the kind of academic side of things and more about the lived histories that are represented by these objects that people can learn from and take interest in.
While the artifacts themselves are impressive and a tremendous resource, Dr. Letwin is excited about a new way that interested parties can engage with the collection.
This new database that we just essentially made live at the end of 2024 is really interesting because it's publicly accessible. Up until this point, we had through our website a PDF that was a fairly diligent inventory of this collection, but a database offers our public a different way to explore this collection. So if, for example, one wanted to look up all items in the collection that were the color red, then you could go into the database and you could use red as one of those search parameters, something you couldn't do, obviously, in a PDF document, regardless of how thorough it was. The other component to the database is that it's a living database. We're really interested in gathering further information and further stories about the items within the collection. So if, and we would encourage people to do this, if people have more information about an item in the collection, we would love them to get in touch and to tell them about what they have to share and potentially be able to add that to the database. So it's a living entity that we can continue to add to and build on as we learn more about the collection.
Beyond providing access to residents of Coquitlam and the surrounding municipalities of BC's Lower Mainland, the database also provides a new opportunity for collaboration with a broader audience.
With a database, suddenly it opens up the collection to a global audience. We anticipate, judging from previous interest in the collection and also in the items themselves, we anticipate that there will be interest not just locally in the collection, but also much more broadly. And so far, we've seen people who have personal connections to the items in the collection get in touch, but we've also heard from researchers and academics who were interested in this particular portion of BC history for different reasons. And then finally, we have members of the general public who recognize that this collection holds lots of different types of artifacts that are cross sections and time capsules for many different industries.
To explore the Riverview Hospital artifact collection yourself, visit riverviewhospitalartifacts.ca.
We are excited to offer people a deeper opportunity to explore the collection more through the database and are looking to gather stories related to the objects in the collection.
From Coquitlam, for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, I'm Jesse Wensloff reporting. This report is made possible by funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative, and can be found online at frequencynews.ca.